somebody.
Amen.
Except what God allows, you're better off anyway.
That's right.
Face the facts and you will never stray.
All right.
Except what God allows. Let every head bow at this hour and every eye be closed. I am thine, O Lord, I've heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Eternal, all-wise, and everlasting God, we come thanking you now for this another day that you've so graciously given us. We come thanking you, O God, not just for what you've done, but simply for who you are. We come thanking you because you're God who sits high and yet still looks low. We thank you, Lord, because you have allowed us to come together for worship one more time. And now that we're here, O God, we have determined within ourselves that we're going to give you all the glory and all the praise. Because you alone are worthy. So, Lord God, we ask now that you would just prepare us to receive what you have in store for us. Lord God, I ask right now that you would just strengthen me, O God. I ask that you would empty me of self. But, O God, after you've emptied me, please don't leave me empty, but fill me full of yourself. Fill me with power from on high. Lord, I pray that you would allow me just for the next few minutes to share with your people with simplicity and with clarity so that all will understand. Somebody might be moved to a place in this room to come running to the front of this place, sharing in the words of Brother Peter, saying that I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then, Lord, when life's march shall come to an end on this side, when it's your time to call, certainly it becomes ours to answer. Receive us into your kingdom, somewhere where Job said the wicked cease from troubling, and the weary are finally one day at rest. This is our prayer, and we ask it in the only name that matters. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We do give honor to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, on this morning. We thank him for allowing us to wake and assemble ourselves together here in this place. We give honor to your pastor in his absence, Pastor Armstrong, my dear friend and beloved brother. Amen. We thank God for all of our deacons and officers here on today, our musicians, our choir who sang so beautifully. Amen. And certainly to all of you who make up this assembly. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to stand before you at the Shiloh Church, amen, for the first time, amen, and I'm y'all pray for me. I'm nervous today, amen. Amen, amen. Some big shoes that stand in this pulpit Sunday after Sunday, amen. But if you pray with me, everything will be all right, amen. I thank God for my daughter being here today and sharing with us, blessing us through song, amen. Amen. And Deke asked, you know, if I had a bio, amen, and I simply had to tell him there's really not much to speak of about me. I'm just a little old boy who grew up on Brunswick Avenue in Trenton. Amen. Amen. But the Lord called me to preach, amen, the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I did come through the ranks, amen, of Wayne Avenue Baptist Church. My beloved pastor, Reverend Nathaniel Benjamin Jr., is my pastor, amen. I have been pastoring over at the Faithful Missionary Baptist Church, amen, a church plant which the Lord led me to start, amen, and some 10 years ago, amen. And just 2 years ago, he blessed us with a building, amen. Amen. We now have a home, amen, 819 Prospect Street, amen. God is good, and he is good all the time. Not going to hold you long, amen. We want to share a word and get on out your way on this morning, amen. So many friends, amen, I see that I've known through the years, amen, our musicians, amen. We certainly thank God for you. If you all would go with me today to the book of 1 Samuel, amen, we want to come together at the 18th chapter. 1 Samuel, the 18th chapter, and we want to come together at the very first verse. And when you have it, you'll find these words. And it came to pass that he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garments, even to his sword and to his bow and to his girdle. Thus ends the reading of our sermon text. You may have your seats in this house. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David. It is with that clause of verse 4 that we want to lift on today our topic of discussion. Simply says to you and to me, you deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David. You deserve the glory. Pray with me, if you will, in order that we might fully appreciate what takes place here in these few verses. We must also understand and appreciate the backdrop with which this text comes to us. For it is upon the heels of what has taken place in the prior chapter. It is there that David comes after being on the backside of the mountain tending his daddy's sheep, that he comes and he finds his brethren and the men of Israel, the soldiers, the warriors, cowering. But it is the backdrop that David, this little old shepherd boy, who has already been anointed to be king, but yet he is in a waiting stage. You see, sometimes you may already have been anointed, amen, but sometimes you just got to wait on a move of God. Sometimes you just got to wait, even though it's already in the plans for you and God has already said that it shall be, but sometimes you got to wait on God. Sometimes you got to go through some stuff before you get to where God ultimately intends for you to be. Am I talking to anybody here this morning? David has already been anointed king. Y'all remember when Samuel comes and he does the task that he was supposed to do. But even religious folk, even saved folk, sometimes we can get it wrong. Because when David was anointed, Samuel had thought that it was one of his brothers. And because of what Samuel saw before him, somebody who just looked like a king or looked like he could be king, Samuel said, surely this is the one. But God said otherwise. Even his daddy had to be reminded that he had another son. And Samuel said, surely you must have another boy here. Samuel says, yes, he's out back tending sheep. But certainly you can't be talking about him. It's the mindset of even David's own daddy. You see, sometimes even your own family don't realize the potential that you have within you. Even sometimes your own family will say that you'll be nothing more than just a lowly shepherd boy. Even sometimes your family cannot envision you being where God is ultimately taking you. Somebody ought to help me preach this thing this morning. David, the little shepherd boy, the one whom has already been anointed at the time of the text on today, but yet he is still in waiting mode. Yet he is waiting on God to move in his own time and in his own way. You see, sometimes you have to stop going about doing things your own way. Just because you believe God has something for you, you still have to learn how to wait. David here in the text, he has been anointed. But he comes now because he comes to bring some sustenance to his brothers. But upon coming, he hears a giant by the name of Goliath down in the valley. He hears him breathing out threatenings to the people of God. And David gets angry about what this giant is saying and suggesting. David gets angry and he wonders, who is this foolish man talking crazy like he's talking? Who is this man that would dare defy the army of the living God? Who is this? While David has strength and courage, he finds that all of the other soldiers, all of the other men, all of the other fighting men are cowering in the corner because of this man down in the valley. Even King Saul don't want nothing to do with the giant. But here it is that David says, let me go down. I'll go and fight the giant. Let me go down and I'll show him who the God that we serve really is. David says, I'll go down. And Saul says, wait a minute, don't be foolish. Says, you're only a boy. And this man's been fighting since you've been born. He's been fighting a long time, and he's never, ever lost a fight. The giant that you're talking about going down and fighting in the valley, he's undefeated, David. David says in so many words, Saul, I'm glad you asked if I was prepared for this. I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you said what you said because it allows me to give my own testimony. And David says, Saul, you don't understand. I've been prepared for this. God has been working on me while y'all thought I was out back shepherding sheep and doing nothing. God was at work in my life. You see, there came a bear and a lion one day. Came and took a sheep, and I went after the sheep, and I was able to whoop the bear and the lion with my own hands. All I'm trying to tell y'all this morning, except Saul says what he says, we never would have known that David had some secret fights. Except Saul says what he says, we never would have known what David had been through. All I'm trying to say to y'all today is that all of us have had some secret fights. There's some stuff that you've been through that none would be the wiser. There's some battles that you fought that nobody even knows about. There's some wars that were waged in your life that nobody even knows. But you ought to stand up like David and give your testimony. Tell somebody that I've been here before. I've seen him work in my life. He's given me the victory before. He's moved in my favor before. Somebody ought to help me in this place. You ought to stand like David did and tell somebody. They don't know your story. They don't know where he's brought you from. They don't know that he's brought you over hills and high mountains. They don't know how he healed your body. They don't know. You ought to stand like David stood and tell somebody your story. Tell somebody that my God is able. Tell somebody that this ain't nothing compared to what he's already brought me through. I'm almost finished. Yes, it is that David comes now and he's there and Saul says, you're not ready for this. You're just a boy and this man's been fighting his whole life. And David said, let me give you my testimony. God has brought me through some stuff. I may look like I ain't been through nothing, but you don't know what I've been through. You don't know my story. God has done a mighty work in my life. I don't look like what I've been through. David here informed Saul that I've been through something. Secret testimony that otherwise no one would have ever even known about. See, there's some stuff that you fight in the midnight hour, some stuff that you fight through all by yourself, some tears that you've shed that nobody ever even knew that you had shed, some stuff that you've endured. None would be the wiser. But here it is now that after that, Saul says that, all right then, will you go and fight? In fact, let me give you my warrior's suit. And David says, no, I can't even go with that because I've not proven such things. But just give me what I know. Just give me a few stones and a slingshot. Just give me what I've been working with all these years back there tending my sheep. I don't need nothing fancy. I don't need nothing all that technologically advanced. Just give me a few stones and a slingshot and I'll go and take my chances with my God. Is there anybody here this morning? You don't need nothing too advanced. You don't need nothing too far along. But all you need is just a little something and your God. And I'll go down and take my chances with my God. Somebody ought to help me in this place. Could God from Zion. Here it is, and I'm going to leave you alone, Shiloh. I still got to preach over at Faithful. But here it is now that we come to the text of today. After David has already gained the victory, Here it is now that we find him in chapter 18. And the Bible says that Jonathan, Saul's own son, stripped himself of the robe that he was wearing. And what I want you to understand from this text today, Shiloh, just three things, is the fact that he is telling David three things this morning that he deserves the glory. The first thing I want you to see, he's suggesting that it's because only you could have gotten us the victory. He is taking off his robe. He's of the understanding that it was only you, because of you, only you. And see, what I want y'all to understand this morning, that everything in the Old Testament has New Testament theological importance. For what he is saying is that it's because of only you that we have the victory. Because Saul wasn't willing. Because Saul couldn't do it. Because all of the fighting men, none of them could do it. But David, I'm giving you this robe because only you could have gained the victory. Is there anybody here this morning that will stand to your feet and praise God? Because only he could have gained the victory. Can I get a witness in this place? Because only you. Buddha couldn't do it for me. Muhammad couldn't do it for me. But only you, Jesus, could have done what I needed you to do. Only you, Jesus, could have got the victory for me. Only you, Jesus, could have saved my soul. Only you, Jesus, could have made me whole. You deserve all of the glory. When mama couldn't do it, Jesus did. When daddy couldn't do it, Jesus did. You deserve the glory. All of the glory and all of the praise belongs to you, my Lord and my Savior. Can I get a witness in this place? Second thing I want you to see, he's telling us on today, here it is, he's saying, because you didn't have to do it. But I'm giving you this robe because you volunteered. Giving you this robe because you went down in the valley and secured a vicarious victory that you really didn't have to do. And Lord Jesus, because you decided to do it and you didn't have to do it, I thank you because you gave up your throne in glory. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You didn't have to come down through 40 and two generations, but you did. You didn't have to leave your father, come to this sin-torn world, but you did. You didn't have to allow yourself to be turned over into the hands of sinful men, but you did. You didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad you did. I'm finished now, but there's one last thing that by giving up his robe, he is suggesting to David. He's suggesting that because of what you did, I am a benefactor. He's suggesting by giving up his robe, he's saying that because of what you did, I am a benefactor. Because you gained the victory, I'm also victorious. I want to leave you with this today, Shiloh. If you don't remember anything else, remember that you are a benefactor because of what Jesus did. Because of what Jesus did. One writer put it this way. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within. I was sinking to rise no more. Could God from Zion, but the master of the seas, heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now safe, 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 safe am I. When nothing else could help me, love lived in me. When nothing else could help me, the love of Jesus lifted me. You ought to stand to your feet and give God the glory. Why don't you stand up and say, to God be the glory. Great things he has done. Great things he has done. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Did he pick you up? Did he turn you around? Did he place your feet on solid ground? Say yeah, say yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. To God be the glory. Look at where he's brought you from. Look at how he's kept you. Look at how he healed you. Look at how he saved you. You deserve the glory. I'll take no credit for what you've done. Every victory you fought, and every battle you have won, you deserve the glory. With permission, the pastor in his absence, doors of the church swing ajar. Perhaps there's someone here on today does not know the Lord in the pardon of your sin. You need to get in a hurry. Time is far spent. You need to come while you still have time. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon his name while he is near. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man would hear my voice and simply open the door, I'll come into him and sup with him and he with me. Won't you come? You have a wonderful pastor here, a preaching man, a teaching man. Why don't you come today? Won't you come? Jesus is waiting, arms wide open. Is there one? Jesus suffered, bled, and died, but he got up early Sunday morning with all power in his hand. God bless you.